Phoenix 98 FM.
Now it is guest time. I'm joined by singer-songwriter and producer Dan Olsen. Good afternoon.
Hi, Michelle. Thank you so much for having me. Good to see you again.
It's great to see you. We're first here in 2018 and then you came back in 2022. In between that, I think we have actually spoken possibly on Zoom throughout that time as well.
We've definitely been commenting on each other's posts.
Yes.
And you've been brilliant at promoting myself and a lot of other musicians.
Thrill of It, we just heard, and I have said several times on the radio that song is so catchy, so hooky, it should really be a chart song. But as an independent musician, tell people what it's like, because this is what you do for your whole life is around music, but it is difficult, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, first and foremost, I just want to say thank you for that, promoting and pushing it. It's very, very humbling to hear that. What it's like to be an independent musician, I think it's, well, first of all, you just got to love it, right? And that's what you said. You got to love it. You do it because you love it. That's the first step. And then it's, I think a lot of it is finding shortcuts, whether that be technology, whether that be knowing the right people, because you have to do so much yourself. And it's okay to do it yourself, but you have to try and be efficient with your time. I think that is really important. After loving it, I think that's maybe the second most important thing. Like, you have to be so resourceful. I remember one time, this might be going off on a tangent, but I was studying in Australia. This is where I got introduced to music, but I was studying business at the time. And what this guy said, he had worked for Google, and he said, and it's always stuck with me, he said, the biggest companies, what they manage to do really well, these ones that really excel, is that they make the most out of really scarce resources. And that is, it's down to that, isn't it? I think that goes for artists as well.
And the best way you can support artists is by liking their pages, which costs nothing, occasionally buying their music, going to see them gig, because this all helps.
Yeah.
Especially the buying part. You buy yourself a coffee, buy yourself a track, it costs you a lot less money and you are helping a musician. You've had Do What Makes You Smile, Be Myself in the Summer, What I Like, they're all tracks we played on the station before, and you do have a brand new release which is released today, which we're going to talk about in a while. Before that, when did you first get the music bug, and do you remember the first bit of music you heard where you went, I want to be a musician, I want to sing? Do you remember that?
Yeah, I think so, but it was probably more subconscious for me, in the sense that there was a guy, I might have spoken about him before on this show, his name is Jack Johnson, I don't know if you know of him, the singer-songwriter. Yeah, it was him, his style, just on the acoustic guitar, because I could already play the acoustic guitar. I had some classical training because my mom signed me up. And when I heard him, it was just because he played these little riffs that I really enjoyed, which weren't classical, but I could use the technique I had from it to play these pieces. So I started playing his songs. And then because of his singing style, I just felt that it suited my voice. I know it didn't sound good at the time at all, but I just went for it at that time. But I was just doing it for myself because it was fun and I enjoyed it a lot. I think that was probably the introduction to anything that, you know, I think it started brewing from then onwards.
How do you start the songwriting process? Has it changed over the years?
It has, and it's probably a bit chronological in the same sense I just described there, because I started with a guitar. So I would usually, when I started writing songs, I would first come up with a guitar riff, and if I had that down, I would try and write a song over it. These days, it can be anything. Yeah, literally anything. And I love that, because I feel I'm never stuck, because, okay, that doesn't work, let's try something like this, or, you know, there's so many ways.
What's the best lyric you think you've ever written? The lyric on a song where you went, wow, Dan, this is amazing. Because every songwriter does it. So what song is it for you where you went, that's a good lyric?
I know you prepared me for this.
I know all musicians feel really shy about saying this, but they all do the same thing where you go, yay.
I'm not sure if the one I'm pick is going to be, sorry, I should be facing a bit towards my camera over there as well. I probably should pick a song that's, I probably won't pick the right one, but the thing I can think of right now is this one that I'll be performing on the guitar, How Do I Miss You? And that is the lyric, is how do I miss you if I can't let you go? And I feel like there are some strong lyrics in that song, but I don't think it's any kind of mind-blowing stuff.
But it's something to you, that's what, you know, that's the whole thing, isn't
it? Yeah.
Do you ever feel that a song is gifted to to you from the universe, because it comes through so quickly. It's almost like you haven't written it yourself.
Yeah, 100%. And if every day could be like that, that would be fantastic. Yeah, I've just mentioned this song, and this song came about that way. It was written within an hour and a half and recorded. So I was just in the moment, and it was so funny because I started with a guitar riff, and then that led to a different guitar riff, and then I'm kind of, sometimes you can become precious as a musician, and you think, oh, well, this first one I did really like, so I should probably first get a song out of it before starting on this new riff. But I was just in that moment, I was in the zone, so I just went with it. And then the first riff got scrapped, I'll never listen to it again, but the song became that second thing. And I was also, I felt I was in a moment, so I was like, I've got the lyrics down as well, everything's written, melodies, I'm just going to start recording this. So I started recording the guitar and the vocals, and they're on this record. And it was written on Valentine's Day. And the song is not a romantic song, it's a proper heartbreak song.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not like more in the sense of a loss, losing someone.
Now, we are going to do a song live, and I know you've got your camera set up there, but I wanted to know if you wanted to move it so they can actually see you playing, because they're only going to see you from the side.
Yeah, but I want them to see you as well.
Oh, God, I don't want to be in the picture.
You in the picture.
They'll turn right off if you put that in. It's like, what the hell was that in green? Hopefully I'm wearing a different outfit than I wore when I first met you in 2018. I put this on, I thought this is really old, and I thought, I hope it's not the same picture. No. I did check before I came in.
Okay.
So tell us about the song you're going to do live for us.
I feel like I'm talking about it a lot now already, but it's called How Do I Miss You. It's about losing someone and how do you deal with that? And you don't, like, it's not easy to deal with when it's fresh and it's just happened. So it's just capturing that moment.